This goes to Dr. Gregory Page, fax 616-225-6064, regarding Teresa Bivens, B like boy, I, V like Victor, I, N like November, S. Date of birth 3-2-1941. Dear Dr. Page, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Bivens with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and pulmonary hypertension. Her last visit was August 31st of 2022. Her weight is unchanged. She has had some cloudy nasal drainage and a cough that is worse at night when she's laying down. That's been going on for about 5 days. She will be contacting your office for further evaluation regarding those symptoms. She does not have any body aches, no shortness of breath, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She has constipation without blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. She is fatigued also, and that's chronic. No orthopnea or PND. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the benazepril, 40 milligram daily. Hydrochlorothiazide is 25 milligram once a day. Amlodipine is 10 milligram daily. And she's on the low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram once a day, in addition to other routine medications. Physical examination, weight is 140 pounds, pulse 52, temperature was 99.1, and blood pressure 148 over 47. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 1-11 of 23. Her albumin is 3.7, the calcium is 9.9. Her creatinine is 1.81 with estimated GFR of 28. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.6. Intact parathyroid hormone 75.8. Hemoglobin is 10.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4 chronic kidney disease. No symptoms of uremia, pericarditis, or encephalopathy, no volume overload. 2, hypertension with changes in medication. Her amlodipine has been recently increased from 5 milligram daily to 10. She's on maximum dose of benazepril and on hydrochlorothiazide also. She's also got an upper respiratory infection currently, which may be causing her blood pressure to be slightly higher. It's also given her a low-grade fever. And secondary hyperparathyroidism that does not currently require treatment. And we will follow and monitor the intact parathyroid hormone levels. And the patient will continue to have monthly lab studies, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.